भगवद गीता 11.51 अर्जुन उवाच दुष्ट्वेदं मानुषं रूपं तव सौम्यं जनार्दन इदानीमस्मि संवृत्तः सचेतः प्रकृतिं गतः। सो हियर दुष्ट्वेदं मानुषं रूपं दुष्ट्वेदं आई एम सीइंग यू लॉर्ड मानुषं रूपं योर ह्यूमन लाइक फॉर्म तव सौम्यं जनार्दन सौम्या दैट वाज द वर्ड विच वाज यूज्ड earlier by Krishna, by Sanjay to describe the form that is being revealed, and that same word is being used over here. Tava saumyam janardana. Oh janardana, Arjuna is saying, I'm now after seeing your saumya rupa idanim asmi samrittaha idan, now I am settled, I am calmed down. Sachetah prakritim gatah. I have returned to my nature. My consciousness has calmed down. So Krishna's purpose is accomplished. Ashvasayama sacha bhitamenam putva puna saumya vapur mahatma. 11.50, it was previous text, it was stated that Ashvasayama, Arjuna was fearful, and to reassure him, Krishna did this. Krishna manifested his Saumya Rupa. And Arjuna is immediately saying that yes. Yes, it's true that seeing the Saumya Rupa has calmed me down. Sachetaha Prakritim Gataha. So now Prakritim Gataha is an interesting phrase over here. It can be understood in multiple ways. One is that Prakriti is Swabhava from the material perspective. Arjuna is a Kshatriya. And Kshatriyas practically never become fearful. Even when they face death, even when they face ghastly warfare, even they face terrible bloodshed, even at that time, Kshatriyas do not become fearful. They still say gallant and fight on fearlessly. That is the normal nature of Kshatriya. But even those who are trained for war, those who are trained to be fearless, even they can at times be overwhelmed by negativity, by fear, by in exceptional situations, this has happened. And that is, in one sense, unnatural. So, Prakritim Gataha. Arjuna has returned to his natural condition of calmness, of fearlessness. And thus, he can now do his constitutional duty, that is, fight. Which is what he will be doing after the 18th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita gets over. But at this stage, you know, there is emotion and there is vision or perception. Now, our perception shapes our emotion. Normally, based on what we see, we feel something. Suppose somebody sees a very poor child with a bulging belly and with matchstick-like arms, which indicates a state of malnutrition. Then, that vision causes pity, causes compassion, causes grief within us. So, there is a correlation between vision and emotion. And here it is said, Dushtvedam. So for Arjuna also, what happened was, Arjuna saw a particular form, and based on seeing that form, Tava Saumyam Janardana, he saw this form which was gentle. Our externals do affect our internals. There is no denying the correlation between the two. When we see certain things that does affect our that does affect our perception. Sorry, our perception does affect our emotion. And that is what happened to Arjuna here. That earlier when he saw the Virat Rupa, he was first awestruck to see the how gargantuan it was, how all-pervasive it was. Nabhas prusham deeptam anek varanam vyatanam deepta vishal netram dushtva hitvam pravithitantaratma trutim navindami shamam cha vishno rupam mahatte bahuvaktra netram. So first when he saw the mahat, huge form, he was astonished, vismita. But then afterwards there was pravithitam manome. There was agitation of the mind. So there was that vision, that perception of that universal form. And that perception caused certain emotion. The astonishment and then fear. And later when now the Saumya Rupa is being shown, so that perception is causing another emotion, that is relief, calmness, return to one's nature. So all of us, we need a certain emotional situation for functioning effectively. And we need to do what it takes to place ourselves in a comfortable or compatible emotional situation. Otherwise, we cannot function for very long. That means that Brahmanas, if they are to work at that time, they just need to have some calmness. They want to study deep Shastra, and for studying Shastra deeply, a certain level of calmness is absolutely essential. Without that calmness, I just cannot persevere in the study of Shastra. So Brahmanas do various things to achieve that calmness. First is they learn the value of simplicity and austerity. So normally when we want more and more material things, when we have those strong desires to get more and more material things, then if we don't get a particular thing, we feel agitated. But if we have been able to cultivate some level of satisfaction and we are not craving for more and more things, then we don't get agitated to that. Then that source of agitation is removed to a large extent. And similarly, Brahmanas need some kind of stability. They don't need much financially, but whatever they need materially, that has to be provided. And to the extent it is provided, to that extent, they can think about higher things in life. So, simple living and high thinking. Now, if someone is not living simply, then most of their thinking is about living. That means they are thinking about this and that. They're thinking about, oh, how will I get this? How will I get that? And how will I be able to move on in my life by getting this or that? And because of such thoughts, they are not able to think about any higher things in life. It's because Brahmanas, Brahma Jana Titi Brahmana, it is said. Brahmanas are meant to pursue the higher truths of life. So therefore, they need to, in order to focus on those higher truths, they cultivate simple living. So whatever is our service and whatever emotional disposition is required for doing that service most effectively, we need to do what it takes to cultivate that emotional disposition. So for example, if somebody is working as a counselor, then as a counselor, one has to be gentle, caring, soft, sensitive, and if one is not those things, then one can actually, rather than doing the service well, one can hurt others terribly. Others may feel neglected, rejected, scorned. So one needs to take efforts to cultivate the emotional disposition necessary for one's service. And similarly, Kshatriyas have to cultivate fearlessness. Especially Kshatriya commanders, they have to see that, seeing their fearlessness, other warriors, other soldiers, they will also get the courage to fight. So, the Kshatriya commanders need to have the requisite level of fearlessness, and they need to do what it takes to cultivate that requisite level of fearlessness. So, here it is stated that Idanimasmi samruttaha sachetaha prakritim gataha. Cheta and prakriti. Prakriti is nature, cheta is chetana. So, his consciousness became harmonized with his nature when he was able to see the Saumya Rupa, and thus he came to a emotional situation where he could do the service of fighting the war as was expected for him.